This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, June 16th, 2018. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I'm joined by Father Francis, Stormfront Action. And before the break, you had made mention... We were discussing just a little bit of this Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, and from the looks of this, Father Francis, this is incremental steps to the criminalization of any speech that is critical to Israel's foreign policies with regards to anything, especially the Palestinians, or really just any criticism whatsoever. In the first hour I did the story, Roger Waters, famous musician, Pink Floyd, they banned him from performing in Munich, Germany, because at his events he raises awareness about the Palestinian people. So this is a big deal that goes unreported, and the full press is on to eliminate a person's free speech with regards to Israel being an ethno state and any real criticism of Israel whatsoever. And like you said, we've got Ursula Hasselbeck, Monica Schaefer, Jonathan Bonhill, and many others sitting in jail for just discussing a historical perspectives on the Holocaust and other matters. And this is the real deal, is they want to bring this to America, eliminate our free speech, and put you in jail if you raise any of these questions. Your thoughts on that, sir? Did we lose, Frank? Hey, are you there? Go ahead. All right, go ahead, Father Francis.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know if anything was said. I just had to step away from the phone for a second. But this thing that's going on out there in Montgomery Bell, Tennessee is the hot spot for protest meetings. Our police departments here in Tennessee are kicking ass. We don't have any incidents. The incidents are easily separated. There is no Antifa mixed in with regular white folks, and so Tennessee is a safe place to go. I'm thinking they're looking at about 400 people at this conference. That's what they were expecting. And David Duke, Tom Sunick, Dr. McDonald, Kevin McDonald, Mike Hill, I think Jason Kessler may be there. There's a whole bunch of people that are there, and this is a workshop, a get-together, and an informative meeting. That's just what it's all about.
Well, we will we'll be here for the remainder of the hour. We'll see. Hopefully some of them will call in. I'm getting some callers now, too, and I've got some news I want to run down through. So I appreciate you calling in and trying to help me work this out. I think it would be, it would be to everyone's advantage. These events a lot of times are happening on Saturday morning to have a little live coverage. It'd be interesting for the listeners, and it would be a good way to get out some of the news that's not going to be slanted like the mainstream media. I mean, some of the news, all of it, former Grand Dragon, Ku Klux Klan, David Duke, known hate groups, all the groups that go there, according to mainstream media, every single one is a known hate group. They're not advocating for white civil rights or advocating for white people's children's future. They're all just a bunch of mad haters, the way they term this and frame this is just unbelievable. But I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add? And I certainly do appreciate you calling in this morning.
Can you leave me on the call in line, or do you want me to call back on the listen live? What's the way to the rest of the show?
You can just hang on if you'd like.
Yeah, let me just hang on. I may have something to add. I may not.
All right,
I'll be quiet. Let everybody else talk. Go ahead.
We've got Rick in Arizona holding on. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Rick in Arizona, how you doing? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, how am I coming in?
Great.
Good.
Okay, yeah, so I just want to say this this law about, you know, anti-Semitism awareness. Anti-Semitism is the equal and opposite reaction to Semitism. And Semitism, so people are unaware that Semitism is loan sharking, it's pornography, it's mafia thuggery, it's, you know, it's Zionism. So we have to educate our people on how to defend ourselves from these attacks, because these attacks are very effective. It shuts people down. They get scared. They curl up and walk away. We have to meet this problem head on. So when people say that, you know, they're fighting anti-Semitism, they are endorsing all the stuff that's destroying this country. And I guess that's the message we got to get out to people. Otherwise, you know, we don't stand a chance against these people. They're only 2.5%. They're everywhere we look. Every rock you turn over, they're running. So we got to just, when people get in your face about this, you got to get right back into their face. And that's all I had to say, Farron, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, great points, Rick, and I totally agree. And, yeah, I've heard people say that anti-Semitism is criticism of typical Jewish behavior. And, you know, the hypocrisy of this, and I think, are you still with me, Rick? Maybe not. I think the hypocrisy of this is, you know, you can criticize anything. Like, I thoroughly criticized the Catholic bishops that are meeting in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I thoroughly criticized them in the first hour for their stance on immigration. You can criticize anything and everything. And I fully believe, if you believe in free speech, you should agree that you can criticize me all you want to, and I would never promote censoring someone and taking away their ability for free speech. But when it comes to this issue, this is the issue where they absolutely want censorship. They want everyone to be terrified, afraid, just like they've got them in Great Britain and many of the countries in Europe and Canada, where any criticism can land you in jail. Just like singing a song on YouTube about the Holocaust that you made in Canada can get, and you posted in Canada can have you arrested in Germany, Monica Schaefer. It's unbelievable. And but I really think, and Father Francis, you can weigh in on this, there is so many people, vast masses, that they're totally oblivious to the fact that there is a Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. They're totally oblivious that the Senate passed it by 100% margin in 2016, and that once this is established, they're going to put it in place. It's kind of like the seatbelt law. They're going to put it in place, and nobody will be going to jail in the beginning, but they will incrementally then ratchet it up. You know, in North Carolina, the seatbelt law was $25, no points on your license when it started. That was so it would be palatable and everyone would accept it. And then, you know, now it's like $161, and I can't remember if you get a point on your license or not, but it, you know, it's went up, what would that be, like 600 times. So the goal here is to get these laws in place and then incrementally ratchet up the criminality. What do you think about that, Father Francis?
Well, yeah, you know, we had a big discussion about the Tommy Robinson case in Great Britain, and there's confusion about that because, number one, Tommy Robinson is anti-white. He's pro-Zionist, let's say that. And it wasn't just a simple free speech matter. What it was they accused him of contaminating the jury pool by being outside the courthouse and pointing out what these people did and so on and so forth. So if you did that in the United States, you could also be accused of tampering with the jury pool and get thrown in jail. So it wasn't just a simple free speech issue. It was a fact that the government of Great Britain doesn't want the jury pool contaminated so they can get a fair trial against these people, these grooming gang. Well, you know, Hoppy Heidelberg was a grand juror for the Oklahoma City bomb, and he pointed out a good thing. He wanted to call witnesses in the Oklahoma bombing thing, and they refused to let him call witnesses, even though it was his right. It was his obligation as a grand juror. And they kicked him off the jury. He also pointed out that for people not to know the news that are part of grand juries or regular jury trials is really backwards. People should be well informed about what's going on. So So people should be able to speak out about this without any fear of contaminating a jury pool. Shouldn't be a law against that. That should be completely allowed. And the jurors need to be selected just like they were in Charlottesville. They had 130 prospective jurors up in Charlottesville. I was there for the trial. And all of them were ultra-liberals. Everybody came from Charlottesville. It's a little entity unto itself. It's a Commonwealth city. So that anything that happened in Charlottesville is going to be adjudicated by the people that live in Charlottesville. Total liberal place, easy to pick a jury. They come back with a verdict against Jacob Goodwin, which is completely outrageous. 20 years in jail was a recommended thing for a simple fight. It, after they had been harassed for hours and miles of walking from one park to a parking garage, obeying the orders of the police officers, it's a question of selective enforcement here. White people, Jacob's lawyer said it the best. He said, let's face it, people, the only reason this man is being tried is because he's white and DeAndre Harris is black. Everybody in the courtroom gets all, oh, my God, how can you make statements like that in the modern 2018? Ah, the prosecutor went bananas. Well, it's the truth. When the truth becomes something that people hate, it's because those people hate the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. It's obvious what's going on. We got five guys in jail that have been in there for months with no possibility of parole. Murderers get out on parole. Bail. Murderers get out. This guy's had a fight. So the selective enforcement thing, if Tommy Robinson had done the same thing in front of Jez Turner's trial, which is shortly before this incident, nothing would have happened to him because they're not the protected group. They're not the Jews or the Muslims or minorities. The minority idea, we're only less than 10% of the world population. We are the minority. White people are the minority. And we are being totally horribly treated in our own countries. And it's not just the United States. It's everywhere. Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Europe, everywhere. Any white country is under attack.
When they talk about that, this was tampering with the jury pool. You know, when you see NFL football players that are on trial for beating their wife or having fighting dogs like the Atlanta Falcons quarterback was tried and put in, and masses show up at the courthouse, and there's all kinds of different media, and people doing social media. You don't see them saying that that's tampering with a jury pool. This is selective enforcement. This was totally, if that's the reason that they validate his arrest on, that's totally selective enforcement, because you used to, even in a small town, when there's a murder or whatever, there's a lot of people that come out and at the courthouse sometimes and saying all kinds of things, and there may be jurors coming in and out. And they can have the jurors enter and exit. A lot of these courthouses, people may know this, may not, they've got ways to enter and exit underground, so they can go from one building to another and never be seen out in public. And so they could do that. And it brings me to mind, you remember Joe Torres is in prison right now. That's that flag flyer down there in Georgia. He'd never been in any trouble at all. Got 20 years over flying that flag and having a flat tire in there, a birthday party, has four children, and I try to bring that up from time to time because, I mean, that is just such a miscarriage of justice. This gentleman had never been in any trouble with the law, four children, had a good job, has a flat tire, is accosted, and apparently fired a firearm off, didn't hurt anyone, and they prosecuted him for being in a gang, some kind of terrorist gang, because they had a flag flying organization, and most people, you know, they don't know about this case because they don't listen to your radio show or this one and others that actually cover this. And there's a lot of travesties that's going on, just like Jason Goodwin. There is a lot of travesties going on that really need awareness raised, because this is where they're not just trying to take us, this is where they're taking us through this legislation. And people, the same people that say it'll never happen, that they'll never get this through because it would go against the First Amendment. They're the same ones that said homosexual marriage would never be the law of the land. They're the same ones that said they'll never let boys play on the girls' teams and go in girls' bathrooms. But all that stuff's happening today, so it will happen. It's the same ones that said, you know, transgenderism will never be at the forefront and in all the TV commercials and TV shows. But here we are, you know, and they paraded Caitlyn Jenner out right on time to promote this. It's not by accident. All of this stuff is being done deliberately. It's diabolical, and they're moving us to where they want us to go, which is a society with absolutely no morality, fractured in so many different ways, so we're successfully divided. And then they browbeat the public with this, which just like the news media is doing right now about the event in Montgomery Bell State Park, and try to remove and censor and stop the ability for people's ideas, like Dr. David Duke or Dr. Michael Hills, to eliminate their ability to have their ideas out in a public forum. And it's really a dangerous thing when you cannot have freedom of speech, and the press and the politicians and the media and a large section of society all goes along with this censorship because you're white and you're promoting white rights. Your thoughts on that?
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening. And it gives these people a free license to do whatever they want. Nothing happens to them. You know, you hear about Fields, he hit the girl in the car and stuff like that. Well, there is a question whether or not the girl was actually hit. She didn't die from a car injury. She died from a heart attack. And yet this guy is like, oh, he's a horrible guy. But at the end of the street, there was one of these Antifa types. Dwayne Dixon, his name is. He's a professor in the University of North Carolina. And for anybody who wants a phone number to call the dean, I can give it to you. And he had an AR-15 over his neck, and he was threatening Fields. And basically drove him down the street where this incident took place. So none of this stuff is reported on mainstream media. Whatever happened in Charlottesville, there was no evidence given about how stressed out these guys must have been that wound up getting in this fight. No video evidence was showed to the jury that showed the harassment, the cattle driving techniques of Antifa, and our guys were just obeying the law, listening to the policeman's instructions, going back to the parking garage where their cars were. DeAndre Harris's car wasn't in the parking garage. What was he going there for? To cause trouble. And then when he clubbed the old man over the head with a flashlight at one of those long mag lights, then the white boys jumped in to protect him. And because he's black and they're white, they're going to get charged. They've been in jail for more than 6 months already in a little tiny cell, with three guys trapped in this little cell. Of course, they got the nicest place in the whole jail because these guys are white guys and they have respect for each other and they live by white man's rules. There's no beatings or any of that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's definitely selective enforcement, and we see it all the time, all the time. Antifa can do whatever they want, anytime they want to do it. Nothing happens to them. We got the bike lock guy. We got moldy locks. We got the... You know, all the throwing urine on people, throwing used tampons and condoms at people. This is what they do. And for anybody out there, I'm sure your listeners are very aware what Antifa is all about and what they do. And I was on the streets of Charlottesville. It's a scary thing to be in the middle of several thousand people, at least 2,000 people. And anywhere, any direction you reached your arm out, I wasn't even in the park yet. Any direction you would have touched somebody that was an Antifa, because that's how thick it was. And there was tear gas bombs going off and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you're not in a thoughtful frame of mind after you've gone through a battle just like that. So it's really a travesty that these guys got convicted at all.
Wow. Wow. Let's go to Davey in Texas. Davey, the break's going to get you, but I'll hold you over. How you doing? What's on your mind?
I just want to talk about the language, specifically the word Israel. I hear people, especially on RBN, call a synagogue of Satan, psychopathic, terrorist, Jewish state Israel. The question arises, where specifically in the first five books of the Bible, does one read about the children of Israel turning into Jewish people, proselytes to Talmudic Judaism. Calling something exactly what it's not doesn't make it so. It just means that people that repeat Jewish lies are Jew worshipers, professional brain-dead goy who don't care about the truth or justice. And that ought to stop, especially, you know, for white men on planet Earth today. Why would somebody deliberately lie to themselves every day? You know, what sense does that make?
Well, go ahead and go ahead and explain it to us. I mean, you might know something I don't. Go ahead.
Well, the issue is, how much has the Jewish terrorist narrative cost the people on planet Earth in the last 100 years? I mean, you've had over 400 million people mass murdered for filthy lucre. That's the Jewish terrorist narrative business model, mass murder for filthy lucre. The money changers and Pharisees have a global Jewish terrorist crime syndicate. You know about that Talpiot? You know, you remember when the so-called United States government reformed after the so-called Civil War, declared bankruptcy to the synagogue of Satan, Jewish money changers in 1933, and turned America into a Jew-worshipping, brain-dead goy society where everybody has to gather around a steel sculpture and bow down and worship a steel sculpture every day because they claim they're the Jewish people? What kind of sense does that make? Where are the blessings that America should be receiving for blessing so-called Israel? They're not Israel. They can be Jewish until hell freezes over. They're not the children of Israel. And what I'd recommend is anybody that hates hearing what I'm saying, just go and look in the first five books of the Bible and look for a Talmudic terrorist proselyte, Talmudic Judaism, run around saying about how they hate Jesus and they're Israel because they're Jewish. The story is not about being Jewish. And that's the issue. The issue is truth and justice, not Jew-worshipping. In Zephaniah 3:9, it says, a pure language will be granted. He says he'll establish a pure language. Well, you can't have a bunch of brain-dead goy calling things everything what they're not, saying, well, we live in a steel sculpture deity cult compound in our society. We're a bunch of professional Jew-worshipping brain-dead goy. Well, what does that mean? It means people are stupid. They're spiritually blind. They can't see the truth. Why would people go to Talmud Vision and listen to a bunch of liars tell them anything? That's just totally stupid. You know, and furthermore, in Matthew 13:39-43, it says right there, round them up, stick them in the oven. Now, seriously, do you know anybody that believes 6 million Jews were put in the oven in World War II?
I don't know. I maybe do. You make a bunch of great points, Davey, but, you know, so much of this society's opinions on World War II, they have gotten from the propaganda of television. You know, their historical perspective has not come from reading books or talking to people that lived through it or any of that. Their whole perspective is because, I mean, I was watching Charlie's Angels on TV, and they had, you know, Nazis in it and portraying, you know, demonizing Germany and Hitler. And this society has been raised on television from birth, propagandizing them with a false narrative about the happenings of World War II, which sadly has worked completely against them and produced this love of God's chosen people that is rampant through Christianity.
Actually, it's Judeo-Christianity. Christianity really should be properly defined as following the teachings of Jesus. And Jesus said to know the truth. And in John 8:44, he wasted no time in describing their genetic heritage. He said they were descended from the first two-legged reptile, okay? And then they make proselytes. They compass land and sea to make one proselyte, and then they make it the twofold child of hell. That's what Judaism is. And worshiping Judaism is Judeo-Christian. That's a double-minded Jew-worshipping brain-dead going. I mean, they're brain-dead, literally. But the really, really good news on planet Earth is nobody on Earth has to be a Jewish. I mean, I don't understand why there aren't hundreds of millions of white girls running around saying, have you heard the good news? I mean, pretty white girls like we used to have on Earth, you know. And they'd be saying, nobody on Earth has to be a Jew. And, I mean, that would just catch on like wildfire. And guess what? Then the Palestinians could have a home. And the Jewish terrorists would be in the ovens of truth, and they wouldn't have to be Jewish anymore. They could just stop. You know, I don't understand what's the holdup. And I think the biggest part of it is you just don't have enough white men with the testicular fortitude and the knowledge of truth that the story is not about being Jewish in the first place.
Wow.
And I don't understand what the holdup is, really and truly, because some people just sit around and repeat the same Jewish lies every day and call a Jewish terrorist state Israel. The story about the children of Israel is not about Jewish people in the first place. That's what's imperative to be understood. And then you
let
can
me
have
do this.
Children.
Let me do this, Davey. I'm getting phone calls stacked up, and
you've done a great job.
Your perspective. I appreciate your perspective. You put a lot on the table today, and I appreciate that. Let's go to Art off the grid, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Art, how you doing, sir?
After that article, dude, I just don't know. It's okay for your children up to the age of 3 or 4 to fondle each other. They're just experimenting. It's okay. Talk to them. It's cool. They're consenting. This is what I'm reading in this article, Fred, that I sent you. You know, it talks about these young children, 3 and 4 years old, they are consenting to sexual play. It's totally harmless. They're exploring their sexuality. Seriously? And this is coming out of University of California? What?
Oh, I know. Wait, I mean, it just boggles my mind.
I'm reading this article the other day before I sent it to you. And unfortunately, you know, there aren't a whole lot left on RBN that I listen to anymore, that I care for anymore. You know, so I have to fill my days pretty much with other stuff. So around here we have, when I was in Missouri, we had Sean Hannity. Back here in Georgia, we have Rush Limbaugh. We have Austin Rhodes and, you know, a couple others. We have George Norrie. And, you know, in none of these guys have I heard anything about this. Oh, no, it's let's defend Trump. Let's go after the Trump haters. Let's, you know, but not one of them talking about protecting our children. Are you serious? The great defenders of liberty? You can't even find 10 minutes in your busy week-long schedule to, I don't know, mention something about this?
And, you know, Art, you mentioned Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. They spend 6 hours a day now basically going through the whole Mueller, Russia hoax gate, Hillary Clinton emails. I mean, it's almost like the same show every day.
It is.
I mean, they're thoroughly going through it. They're dissecting it, but I'll say it again. They're not going to do a gosh darn thing with Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or the FBI or Comey or any of the rest, even though I think Manafort's in jail. But they talk about that endlessly, but they'll never, ever talk about any of this depraved filth that's being generated. Like that article you sent me was a jaw dropper. When I read that, I was like, wow.
It was a horrible joke at first.
Let me also say, promoting 3 and 4 year olds to watch pornography. I mean, that's criminal.
And they want you to tell little Johnny and little Janie and little Melissa and little Bobby it's perfectly normal to watch this kind of stuff. It's actually, oh, let me tell you what they're, and make sure you explain to your children the difference between this kind of sex and consensual sex between two caring, loving adults. And the child is 3 years old, for crying out loud. And, you know, when we talk about people like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, you know, Rush, you probably aren't listening. Let me give you a little advice here, pal.
Hold on, Art. Hold that thought, Art. We've got music. Let's talk about it on the other side of the break. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. I'm joined by Art off the grid. We got Father Francis with us. Michael in New York coming up. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, go ahead with your thoughts, Art, because this should be indecent liberties with a minor. It should be parental neglect. It should be a whole host of criminal charges. If you do anything as insane as let 3- and 4-year-olds fondle each other and watch, of all things, pornography. Go ahead, my friend.
Excuse me. This should be, these people that wrote this article out there at the University of California, if the charge does not exist, we need to create a crime. It's called promoting conspiracy to endanger children. Because that's what this is. It's exactly what this is. This is conspiring to create an environment which can endanger and damage your children. Period. End of discussion. And these people like Rush Limbaugh, I mean, how many people can you think of who actually are so skilled and so talented that they can say the same thing 14 different ways over a 20-minute period of time and never talk about anything else.
Yeah.
You know what, Rush? Instead of finding 14 different ways to say the same thing, why not say it once, move on, so you have time to cover important things like this? This is the kind of stuff we should be talking about. This is the kind of stuff we should be fighting. Who gives a rat's patootie about Mueller and them at this point? I mean, maybe that's kind of a stupid thing to say, but at this point, we all know what happened. We all know what went down. We all know who did what. And we all know not a damn thing's going to be done about it. So let's focus our attention on something we can do something about. And you know what? All you so-called intelligent people who go to these liberal universities and such as that, you better wake the hell up. Because at some point in time, you idiots are going to run into somebody like me. And it's not going to be pretty.
Well, you know, to me, Art, it's just another death knell in into society. I mean, they've moved us in recent years, and I'll get to it. They've moved us fast with the way they finished ramming homosexuality down our throat. A lot of people thought they was going to get a break. They moved straight to transgenderism. They're moving to that's really child pornography. Having children watch pornography. I mean, that is, look at what that would do to their mind. And one of the things that really gets me is that anyone can get on the internet. I mean, you can be 10 years old, and if you're just a tiny bit internet proficient, which now they are because their mamas and their daddies make their smartphone the baby's or the child's pacifier. I can't tell, everywhere you go, a kid, 4, 5, 6 year old, if you have to wait in a hospital somewhere, they're wanting to hold the smartphone, and they give it to them, and they're doing whatever they want to, and you can access full-blown every kind of debauchery and filthiness that a sick mind can imagine is at their fingertips, and they allow them to have it, and it's devastating to a young mind to see that kind of pornography, but yet... You know, I had a book, and I thought it was laying here. My wife bought it for me. It's a great book on how they moved the indecency laws, how they removed them, who done it. Some of these, like Lenny Bruce, these mainly Jewish comedians back in the 30s and 40s and 50s, how they just kept on pushing the envelope, going to court, and removing the laws that were in place against indecency with regards to pornography. And now, you know, it's darn near anything goes. I mean, look at the Stormy Daniels fiasco where a total whore, just a woman that has sex with whoever for money on film is paraded around in this country like she is someone to be, you know, looked up to or admired. It's just, I'll give you the last word, Art, and then we're going to move on to Michael. Calls are coming in, and I want to get everybody on. 1-800-313-9443. Go ahead, Art.
Yeah, Stormy Daniels, the latest celebrity in the gift that keeps on giving. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, first it was they got, you know, homosexuality taken care of. Okay, now let's get the transgender thing going. And now let's do this to our children. Well, remember, folks, as long as you have people like Tom DeLay out there wanting to make bestiality and pedophilia and all other forms of indecency and vulgarity legal, this is the kind of stuff we're going to have. And don't get me wrong, I got nothing against a good movie, but there's a limit as to how far I'm willing to go or who I think should be allowed to watch it. And finally... I want to thank everyone out there who has offered their prayers and their thoughts. My mother passed away just this past Tuesday, and so I want to thank everybody for their support and keep the prayers coming, because right now I need them. Thanks, friend.
I didn't know that, Art. You'll be in our prayers, everyone. Hey, you know what it's like to lose a parent. I know just 5 years ago. It's tough. It's tough. Art, you'll be in my prayers. And let's don't forget... Bill Clinton rode on Epstein, that pedophile Epstein's plane, 26 times. You don't see Lester Holt, you don't see Cuck Todd reporting on that now, do you? Bill Clinton rode on the Epstein Express 26 times. I mean, all of these people are a bunch of sick, perverted, depraved degenerates. And, I mean, they even promote someone like Ellen the Degenerate on mainstream media daily as someone that especially women should look to for advice or some sort of moral compass. And she's an open, flaming lesbian. Michael in New York, how you doing?
Good morning, Fair, and all is well, sir. Hope all is well with you. Start right there. You know, we're in a spiritual warfare. Anybody that wants to deny that, can't see that, well, good luck to you. You're not going to get as far as you like in life because this is the bottom line to all of our experiences here. We're in a major warfare. We're in the middle of a battle between forces of light, forces of darkness, sons of light, sons of darkness. All the old phrases from previous civilizations that knew way more than modern man knows about reality of things. And so we're in the middle of this warfare, and we are pieces on a chessboard. So everybody's got to come to terms with that, decide what position they're going to take, what side they're going to be on, because this ain't nothing yet. We're just seeing still a warm-up to the big crescendo. But it does, again, make it, you know, just to verify, to prove how sick this world is and that there are Antichrist forces dominating this planet, God's natural order of creation, it's order. There's a mom, there's a dad, and they have children. There's not two deer, male deer coming into the yard or two male robins coming to, or two female robins or two female deer rabbits coming into the yard with their little children. It's a mom, a dad, and their kids. That is the natural order. And so for these Antichrist forces to turn it so upside down now is astonishing, unbelievable to any sane mind. But what's even more incredible is that the people tolerate it. Like I've said for years, how do you tolerate what's intolerable? You're crazy if you do. I can't tolerate anything that's insane. I'll go insane. So I keep it far away from me. It does not enter my space. I'll encounter it when I'm out and about here and there, because it's everywhere today, but it doesn't enter my space. It's not tolerated. And so, you know, that's the bottom line to that. But then what they're doing to the children, let's just recall how they wanted to split up the family to destroy us and with all the other particular attacks on our money supply, on education, undermining everything that holds a civilization, a culture together and keeping it very tight. And so attacking the family, breaking it up by making divorce easy, that was the first step. People today don't even realize that in the old days, it was almost impossible to get a divorce. And so now it's a run-of-the-mill process, except it costs you a fortune still. And then they introduce, once they split up the family, to homosexuality, like you're saying, Farron, then they get it to now where it's pedophilia. And this is their main aim. And I mentioned last week Allen Ginsberg, who was the guy that started NAMBLA. And he's a big Hollywood guy back in the day. And people like Johnny Depp, and I mentioned Winona Ryder, that's her godfather. Her family was living on a commune in Northern California with this guy, and Hollywood is all of a manifestation, a reflection of this guy and his type that run everything. And it's amazing that we have North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, existing in this country. Nobody's burned it out, down. Nobody's hanged them. Nobody's given to them what's due to them. And so our mistake is we're tolerating all this. And, of course, as you cover many times, the media is just selling it like it's normal, when obviously it does. None of this exists in God's natural order of his creation. Everything is order. That's why everything is sane in nature. When we go out in the woods where there's no mankind around, pretty much everything's sane. You got your predators you got to watch out for, and today you got to worry about ticks, things like that. But other than that, it's peace and quiet. It's order. And the Antichrist forces are totally attempting to dismantle all of this order. And it's because it's a spiritual warfare, and the Zionists do not accept our Savior, Jesus the Christ, which makes us Christian. And they believe their Messiah is yet to come. In order for him to come, or it to come, they need total chaos around the world. And so the Muslims believe that too, and the Muslims, of course, are crazy if they think Muhammad was anything, another pedophile, and they think he was a prophet. It's quite amazing. But anyway, they believe they need total chaos in order for their Messiah to come. Where, as Christians, we know it's going to be total chaos when the good Lord returns to crush those causing all the chaos. So this Judeo-Christian nonsense is ridiculous. It's pure Christianity. And
we're seeing the chaos. I mean, it is chaos on all fronts. Let me give you the last word. Callers are stacking up. I want to give everybody a little bit of time, but some great points as always, Michael.
And thank you, sir. To wrap up, and again, to verify that we are the new Israelites, United States of America, the new Israel, is because we are the land of milk and honey. Anybody that really knows the Bible to some degree knows that God promised his people the land of milk and honey. Old Israel, the original Israel, had a little bit. But then again, as we know, it's clear as all could be, they kept breaking the covenant with God. And God finally got to the point and said, my covenant with this people is over. I will make a new covenant with a new people. Well, who is that? Well, that's us. And what country had more milk and honey than we did? When I was a little kid, we had fresh milk delivered in glass bottles every day at our door, every day. And it was all organic, because back in the 50s and early 60s, that's all there was organic. And then honey everywhere, honeybees everywhere. Everybody had honey. It was all over the place. What more evidence does any of these dumb Christians that think Israel, the modern state Israel, are the chosen people still? It baffles me to no end, and let alone those that still think the Catholic Church is legitimate, representing Jesus the Christ. It's unbelievable how duped those poor Christians still are. Thank you,
the Catholics. Blows my mind. If you don't tolerate the intolerable, you are intolerant, according to mainstream media. All right, Ken in New York, then Frank in North Carolina. Ken, how you doing? What's on your mind? Thanks for holding, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. Has anybody come up with the person that might be driving this policy in California? It could be Janet Napolitano. She was given a position in the university system after she was pushed out of Homeland Security.
I don't know. That article did not, other than the group that was behind it, I don't have it in front of me now. But I wouldn't be surprised, Janet Napolitano. And, you know, California is just a bastion of this liberal pushing filth constantly. I mean, years ago, it was the story from California about the bathrooms. That was the first that I had heard where boys was going into girls' bathroom. And so it seems like a lot of this stems from there and then creeps, sadly, across the country. But go ahead, Ken.
She's been there for quite a while. Another thing, does anyone have any evidence that these children, which we know most of them aren't, or many of them aren't children, are these? How do we know that these people are part of the families that they say they are when they're coming up with? With all this NGO money being spread around, I wouldn't be surprised if these children are being sold to these NGOs to be brought up here.
Well, certainly possible, and, you know, they could be foster kids. I mean, it could, you know, there's so many kids that go missing. I've always found that strange.
Street urchins.
Yeah. So, and this is not any kind of effort, obviously, to help these children. It is a recipe for disaster. You know, I say it all the time on this broadcast. If you follow the recipe to make a pound cake, at the end you're going to come out with something close to or like a pound cake. The recipe that these sycophants is following is a recipe for complete anti-morality, complete debauchery, destruction of the family, and the promotion of everything destructive to a normal heterosexual nuclear family.
Absolutely. That's all I had. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, the break will probably get you, but I'll hold you over. Well, how you doing? What's on your mind?
let's see, you know, with the Epstein thing, you know, I've heard a couple presentations, several over the years, that convinced me that the whole Epstein thing, Epstein Island, Epstein, the airline you're talking about, Bill Clinton was on there 26 times, that's a Mossad operation. Epstein is a nobody. He was set up by Israel, by the Mossad, by the Jews, to run a blackmail operation, I believe, of important key figures that they needed to be able to compromise. That's number one. The other thing is, as far as Jews, I don't get into all this Ashkenazi, Sephardic, all this kind of stuff. If somebody claims to be a Jew, if they say, hey, I'm a Jew, I just take them at their word, because who would admit to being a Jew that wasn't one, or at least wasn't with them, on their side, whatever? I mean, you look at the reputation of the Jewish people. They've destroyed Western civilization, pretty much. They've been, all the times they've been thrown out. Who would claim to be a Jew? I would be ashamed if I was a Jew. I would never admit it to anybody.
Hold that thought for me. Yeah. We got music. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Fan, joined by Frank in North Carolina. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, joined by Frank in North Carolina. Frank, hang on for me 1 second. I want to read something to you. This is from the Jerusalem Post. And this is news probably nobody knows. For the first time in Spain, the parliament of one of the states that compromised the kingdom voted to endorse the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel. The vote last month by the parliament of the chartered community of Navarre in Spain North was passed thanks to the support of representatives of all the parties represented in the parliament. The motion passed on May 21st says the Parliament of Navarre calls on the central government to support any initiative promoted by the international boycott, divestment, and sanction campaign. It also calls on Spain to suspend its ties with Israel. So there is actually some movement out there that goes totally unreported because of Israel killing so many of the Palestinians in the month of May. Go ahead, sir. The break broke your thought. We got about 3 minutes. They're yours. Go ahead.
Okay, I appreciate it, Vern. You know, I hear this guy, he keeps going around on these shows now, and he calls in, and just at the right time to kind of deflate everything else that's been said. You know, I hear him call Rick Adams, he calls Dennis Vecchio. You know, he'll say, well, you know, it's kind of like, hey, you know, I'm one of you guys, you know, and we all agree it's not really the Jews. It's just one little group of Jews. I think right now he's saying it's the, what is he saying, the Ashkenazis or whatever. You know, the thing is, if you've been around as long as I have, what you come to find is this was all going on long before the Ashkenazi thing came up. The Jews, the Middle Eastern Jews, were every bit as bad. They were their satanic works, their satanic efforts were going on long before what you've got is this Asiatic, Turkish, mongrel, Jewish class that people like to call the Ashkenazis and all these different names, the Khazars. My understanding is these are basically a mongrel group of Asiatic, Turkish, basically mongrels. You know, they're mixed. Then you got the Middle Eastern Jews, but the Middle Eastern Jews were doing everything that these guys want to say the Ashkenazis and the Khazars were doing thousands of years before that ever happened. So, you know, all these guys running around tripping over themselves, trying to somehow let the Jews off the hook. It's very sickening. It's very cuckish, and I would put up with it myself if I was a host. I would just cut them off and tell them, look, listen, I'm not interested in what you have to say. Now, there's certain Jews I don't have a fight with, but, you know, it's people like Brother Nathaniel Kettner, people like Benjamin Friedman. I don't have any fight with those guys. They exposed the evil of Jews, and they warned people. They put out the warning, you know, you have to be vigilant against Jewish power, against organized Jewry, against all this stuff. And, you know, those Jews, those are the ones I don't have a fight with. But anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. I love these guys who maybe have a little bit of knowledge. A little bit of knowledge is dangerous. And I don't claim to be a biblical scholar or any of that either. I don't want to be. Maybe one day I will want to be, but I'm not now. But I am spiritual, and I'm standing up to what I see. And all the names are Jewish. All these people are Jewish that are, almost all of them are Jewish.
We're out of time, Frank. Thank you so much. We got music. I wish we could have had some people on from the Montgomery Bell State Park event, but it did not happen. Until next week, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.